steering the sailors, the truth about game deciding calls, and reading lessons. It's all next on This Week in High School Sports, presented by the Michigan Army National Guard. Hi again, everyone. I'm John Johnson, and welcome to This Week in High School Sports. The old saying goes we can always adjust the sails, and that's certainly what senior point guard Jen DeBoer has been doing in leading Grand Rapids South Christian's girls basketball team this season. Going into the last week of the season, the Sailors are 16-1 and on a collision course with Grand Rapids Catholic Central this Friday for a game to decide the OK Conference gold title. A second win for South against the Cougars this season would give them the crown outright, or a CC win would tie the two teams for top honors. DeBoer averages 16 points per game and is part of a large senior group that made a run to the Breslin Center 2 years ago as sophomores.
I mean, obviously it was so much different because I was a sophomore and I knew I had two more years left after that. But this year, it's like a really big goal of all of us seniors. Like, we've talked about it, and it's a really big goal for all of us just to get back there and just end our senior season off strong.
DeBoer is closing in on 100 career three-point shots. She's got 45 this season and a school record 93 in her career.
I like focus on shooting threes a lot, and that's kind of like what I do. I don't know. It's kind of weird to say, but and I know I was pretty close, but I wasn't really sure if I would ever make it. Yep. So it's definitely really cool to know that I do have the record now.
You can read more about it in Dean Holsworth's story on the second half page of the MHSAA website. Our Michigan Army National Guard performer this week is Kamari Newman, Detroit East English senior guard, who led his team to its first PSL tournament title last weekend. You can get closer to that story by checking out the second half at MHSAA.com. Our Sparrow Health game balls this week go out to Sam Williams of Marquette, who set three Upper Peninsula swimming and diving finals records in leading the Redmen to the boys' title on Saturday, and Katie Stevenson of Gladstone, who won two events and anchored a winning relay team to lead the Braves to the girls' championship at the UP swimming finals. Looking for the best post-workout snack? Pair protein with carbohydrate to help your muscles recover quickly and efficiently. A tip from Sparrow, the official health system of the MHSAA. Back with more in a moment. You're listening to This Week in High School Sports.
The Michigan National Guard can help you complete your education. Now, when you sign up part-time with the Guard, you'll get additional tuition assistance from the state to cover any educational fees that may not be covered by the federal benefit. As a result, you can go for that certificate or associate's degree, or finally get your bachelor's, master's, or professional degree. Learn more about the benefits that come with serving part-time with the Michigan Guard at NationalGuard.com. Benefits subject to change.
The Michigan Army National Guard is a proud sponsor of the MHSAA.
Play ball, play ball, play ball.
Our weekly Be the Referee segment will help you better understand the fine art of officiating with Mark Ewell.
Every American sports fan knows when the calendar turns to March, it's time to start thinking about basketball tournament games. With all the pundits out there talking about the matchups and who may advance on the bracket, the comment gets made every single year that we simply hope the players decide the outcome of every game and not a referee's call. The fact of the matter is that in the last 10 seconds of a tied game and a player drives down the lane and gets hit and gets knocked to the floor, an official has to make that foul call, because the players did decide the outcome of that game. For the officials to simply swallow their whistle and let one team break the rules for a clear advantage is not a letting those players decide the outcome.
Thanks, Mark. You can be a referee. Go online now to MHSAA.com to register. Referees generally spend half times of games doing the same things that teams do, catching their breath and planning for the second half. But recently at Morley Stanwood High School, a trio of officials from mid-Michigan took time out of their halftime routine to get a good talking to from a five-year-old. Jacob Wing, the athletic director at the school, shared a story with us about how his son Dom, a kindergartner, had asked the officiating crew of Tim Todd, Bruce Moss, and Raleigh Carmen if he could read to them at halftime. They said sure. Now, Jacob thought they were just being nice and by halftime all would be forgotten, but as the crew went off the floor at the break, they found Dom, took him back to the officials' room, and had him read to them, leaving a lasting impression on everyone. We've always said that officials are every bit the educator in their role as coaches, and here's a great example of the folks in stripes going the extra mile to help kids, kids of all ages. Join us again next time for another edition of This Week in High School Sports, presented by the Michigan Army National Guard, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for listening, everyone. I'm John Johnson. We'll see you next time.